and he called it his sugar shack. And so that's what that name, I guess it stuck with Denny. Denny came up with the idea of Al's sugar shack.
That's really something. I'm going to tell you something. It reminded me of an old rock and roll song called High Heel Sneakers.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You know what's amazing about this is that, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times when you and I do this show, oh my God, 4 years has been four?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we will go back and do our research on the life, the legacy, the history, whatever, right? And especially you, mm-hmm. because that is your wheelhouse, mm-hmm. right? And it's really amazing to have an artist in front of us. And he can tell us his own history.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. This is something. This is so something.
And these are things that may not be written.
Yeah.
That you don't get a chance to hear. This is Monday Night Madness. Wow, wow, wow. What an honor again, Bill. Okay? What an honor. Mr. I still like calling you Mr. Omar. I like having, I like that. I hope you don't mind.
Hey, your pleasure.
Okay. All right. Be right back. How about a couple more songs?
Let's do it, man.
Hurry back home. That's right, the aforementioned Bill Omar.
Back home, oh, I miss you, my darling. Since you've been gone, I miss your sweet kissing, and oh, I miss your good loving. Please hurry back home, baby, hurry back home. My house is so lonely, my heart is so blue, but don't worry, baby. I'll always be true to you. I miss your sweet kissing, and oh, I miss your good loving. Please hurry back home, baby, hurry back home. Though you've been away for a very short time, it seems like forever. In my mind, with each and every passing day, the hours get longer, but oh, my love for you keeps getting stronger and stronger. I'm gonna love you always with a love so deep and true for the rest of my day. And oh, I miss your good loving. Please hurry back home, baby, hurry back home. Hurry back home, hurry back home. Oh, I miss you, my darling. Since you've been gone, I miss your sweet kissing. And oh, I miss your good loving. Hurry back home, baby, hurry back forever. In my mind, with each and every passing day, the hours get longer, but oh, my love for you keeps getting stronger and stronger. I'm gonna love you always with a love so deep and true for the rest of my days.
Omar. Hurry back home. And this one coming up right here. Yeah. Ooh. I believe I'm falling in love.
Okay.
Come on now.
I believe I'm falling in love. I believe I'm falling in love. You came into my life, pierced my heart like a knife. I believe I'm falling in love. I believe I'm falling in love. I believe I'm falling in love. You came into my life, pierced my heart like a knife. I believe I'm falling in love. You make me wanna settle down, quit all my running around, stand up like a man. You make me know that I can. I once was lost, but now I'm found. No more feeling down. I'll take on the world just to please you, girl. I believe I'm falling in love. Hey. My heart like a knife. I believe I'm falling in love. You told me you believed in me when no one else could see. Said you'd always be there to show me how much you care. Girl, I finally understood, and someday I knew I would be your one and only lover, man. Like in our dream again and again. I believe I'm falling in love. I believe I'm falling in love. You came into my life, pierced my heart like a knife. I believe I'm falling in love. I believe I'm falling in love. I believe I'm falling in love. You came into my life, pierced my heart like a knife. I believe I'm falling in love. 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 Yeah, in love.
Monday Night Madness. I believe I'm falling in love, Mr. Ville Omar, Professor. I'm having a blast.
Now that was nice. And my question for you was, sounds like live drums on there. Is that the case?
Yes, yes, yes. This is my band, the Pizzazz Band. We did about 11 songs on that CD. I think we've done about probably three of them so far. Let's see, Hurry Back Home was one of them also.
Yeah. Mm. Something both of you can relate. That sounded like a Broadway play production or theater to me, that type of vibe that I got from that song.
Yes.
That's what I got, Professor.
He's a theater man, hey.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of something like maybe what an Al Jarreau might do. And I don't know, I was sitting in my car in front of Starbucks having a sip of coffee. And then I just got the idea to just start singing something. And I did the hook. I said, that sounds okay. Let me take that to the band and see what they think about it.
So that was done live?
Yeah, well, no, not that this was done in the studio, but when I first took it to them, they said, well, we don't do jazz that much, but hey, we're going to give it a chance, you know.
But live in the studio.
Right.
Yeah, live in the studio, yeah.
So, Right, right. Gosh. Oh, man.
And that turned out to be actually better than we thought it would be because people started requesting it.
Oh.
And we had pretty much just put it in pretty much as a let's see what happens type of song.
And I see what you say also. You don't believe in genres because we've heard you sing a myriad, a host of different, you know, intertwining, if we want to separate them into genres, okay. But I appreciate what you said. You said earlier that you don't necessarily, and I don't mean to paraphrase, genres.
No, no. Well, I mean, I had an online radio station once. I don't know if I told you this, but I would put not only my songs, I'd put The Temptations. I'd put Billie Holiday.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Duke Ellington, you know, whoever, you know, and just because I loved all of those eras.
Right. Oh, no, Professor, I'm sorry to jump in. Go ahead, brother.
Not categorized by shows. You just put the whole kit and caboodle in your programming track.
Yeah, a cultural mix.
Okay. Mm.
I'm so glad that it was your idea to bring Mr. Omar on tonight.
Well, sure.
You did.
Thank you. I appreciate it too.
Well, I wanted to have the experience because, man, you have been recommended to me for so long. Man.
Yes. That's right. What he's saying is I'm always bothering him, sending him a text. But I know it's no bother. No. Because the professor, but this is what he does. He appreciates and recognizes good music. Mm-hmm. And I can say on behalf of him, he can speak for himself.
Yes.
But he doesn't flatter people. If he gives you a compliment, it's sincere.
The truth.
Is that true?
Yeah, correct. Just like you.
You have to. If you're going to present yourself as someone who's up legitimate and above board and just want to be fair and honest to with their audience, then you have to do your best to tell the truth. And if you make a mistake, say, hey, I made a mistake.
And I've already started following you on Facebook.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. Amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. Hey, can I drop a few more?
Drop it.
Yeah. Feels like love.
Feels like love. Oh, yes, it does. Ooh, feels like love. Feels just like love. I've known you for quite some time. Never saying much more. Other in the hall, we'd share a smile if anything at all, and then it happened. I can't explain, but oh, it felt as right. It might have been the way you wore your hair, or the new way you sit in your chair, but oh, it feels like love. Oh, yes, it does. Ooh, feels like love. Feels just like love. But something happened that warm summer night. There wasn't a cloud in the sky when I caught a twinkling star in your eyes. Completely took me by surprise and oh, it feels like love. Oh, in love at first sight. But something happened that warm summer night. There wasn't a cloud in the sky when I caught a twinkling star in your eyes. Completely took me by surprise. And feels like love, huh. Oh yes it does.
Anything but love. I know it's love, baby, because it
feels like love. Feels just like
That's really good. That's really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
come on, man.
It's like a sunny spring day. It's beautiful, man. That's
it reminded me of being on the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Somewhere, and you just relax, you're chilling. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never been to Caribbean. I'm just, it's in my head, right?
it's funny that you think of the Caribbean, because I have two versions of this song. The first song, it came out on my first CD, and it was done with an island feel. My band did it over. We did it more with a Latin feel, but both sound to me. They sound great to me.
Okay.
Either way.
See, Professor.
Why?
I know what I'm talking about.
You sure do. You sure do.
And this is what we do. That's why it's called Monday Night Madness. We have fun. We play great music. We have great guests, as you guys see right now.
That's it.
And just have a good time.
Have a good time.
Have a good time. Hey. And we are graced by your presence, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Omar.
Hey, I'm pleased to be here. Very pleased to be here.
Oh, man. Like I said, you've been with us as far as I'm concerned, you're part of the family. And when I walk around and I talk about you, because I talk about you as our other hosts, we have some talented individuals, Professor. You can attest to that.
Of course.
We have Derek the Change Man Smith. Hilarious, hilarious, hilarious. But not only he's a gospel preacher, soul singer, country singer, Southern soul singer. Okay, and a preacher and a comedian. Imagine all of that. And so he has shows every day on this network. Okay, now if you're on the East Coast, it starts at 11 a.m. If you're on the West Coast, that's 8 a.m., right? And it is the Get Up to Get Down morning show.
All right.
Monday through Friday. Then you can also check him out in the afternoons. But we have talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. My favorites are the music shows that we do. Well, you know, I have to say the Boomerang Radio Show too. Okay, so we're not going to take a lot of time. We're going to get back to some more music, but what I'm getting to, tune in to The Buzz 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's the finest in broadcasting around the globe. Back more Mr. Vail Omar on Monday Night Madness. This is called Lover's Deja Vu. Yeah, I like this one too.
So very special this time. Very special, 'cause you and I are together. It's not just in my mind.
We were very young, playing doo-wop songs. You and me together singing doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-dee-oo. Doing what young lovers do. For you, many years have gone by, it's true, but I never gave up. I knew someday you'd show up, and I knew you'd be mine someday. Girl, this time, so very special, this time. Cause you and I are together, and baby, now you're mine. You're finally where you've always belonged. Oh, baby, I can't believe it took us so long. We've been here before. Many, many years ago, now we're together, dear, for the rest of our lives. Yes, baby, I want to keep you here. I've got to keep you here. I want to keep you here. I've got to keep you here, 'cause I believe it's lovers. Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Y'all feel all right? Clap your hands. We gonna have a little fun. I say we gonna have a little fun. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mind. Don't waste your time struggling in your mind.
not smart if it's not in your heart.
Don't give more than you feel. There's a message in that song. There's a definite message to that song. You know, to me, that had an island flavor to it as well.
Oh, very much so.
Absolutely, absolutely. Was that on the same album?
That's on Carl Marshall's Southern Soul album, the greatest song I ever sang album.
Oh man!
Southern Soul. Oh wow! Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of his originals.
Okay. Okay. Don't give more than you feel.
And in your voice, I heard a little bit of Marvin Gaye. Am I out in left field there for that?
No.
Okay.
No, that's very possible.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of that, earlier in the broadcast, in the very beginning, when you started out, you didn't intend to sound like Sam Cooke, if I understand correctly, but you sound like Sam Cooke.
The school of Cooke.
Yes. Yeah. people would say that when I first started trying to sing, and then when they started saying it, and the more I started listening to Sam to see what he was doing as a singer.
Okay.
Because I didn't have the technique. I just had a tone, but I didn't have the technique.
But so you had a voice, though. It's somehow your voice, your voice mimics that, and I hate to use the word mimic also, but also encapsulize, if that's the word.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes.
Okay. That of him. So, but you had a voice. When did you discover that you had a voice?
When I first started trying to sing, and then I said, wait a minute, I'm not being able to produce some of these things that I want to produce, like these higher notes.
Right.
And some of the tones, and I found out after I enrolled in a vocal coach, with a vocal coach. This is Gene Townsell.
That's my next question. Yes.
Gene Townsell, and he taught me some very significant rudimentary things, and then I said, oh, okay, that's what I gotta do. Breathe. I had to breathe to sing.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And enunciate.
Yes.
And that took care of a great deal of it. And then, of course, you have to learn how to do all of that.
Right.
Do it the right way.
Okay. And how about timing?
Timing, as far as the music is concerned, you have to know how to put everything in the right meter, you know, and like my band leader would say, stay in the pocket.
So important.
That's a great, great, great lesson there. It is all. Okay. But breathing, number one. Did you mention placement?
Yes, placement. Yeah, you have to know where those, like some of those higher notes. You have to know not to go in your throat.
Yes.
The chest, and then you have to know how to push from the diaphragm.
Diaphragm, yes.
You know, if you miss any of that, you might hurt yourself.
Yes, he's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always wondered about Wilson Pickett. I said, why isn't he hoarse already?
Yeah. Yeah, because he didn't sing from the throat.
Well, it all came from diaphragm.
That's it.
But he controlled it from his throat.
I hear that, in your, technique as well.
Yeah.
I hear that.
You can get that same thing in the chest.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Now, wow, how about those two working together?
Was that the chest and the throat?
Oh, and the diaphragm.
Diaphragm, yeah.
Oh, the diaphragm, and the chest. Yeah, that's where you get, if you have a weak core, then you're not going to be as strong of a singer.
Yeah.
You hit some of those hard notes. That they teach you that, like Mike was saying about being taught how to project. That's one of the things in theater that they teach you first, because you're not going to be using microphones back in those days, especially. Mm-hmm. You're going to be on a stage, and you're going to learn how to project your voice, a speaking voice as well.
Right.
Even if you're supposed to be whispering, you have to know how to project a whisper.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Absolutely. Oh, I need to make this announcement.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ville Omar, you will hear him again this week on the Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast show. Okay? And then we're going to play some of his music, but he's agreed to, and we would love to have his opinion about various artists. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure that you tune in. Now, if you know anything about Mad Mike and Wild Will, what we do, we play a host of genres of music, if I may say that. I'll put it that way, okay? And Mr. Omar, I'm asking that he put together his list of artists and maybe and perhaps even songs that he want to hear. And Mike and I, we have ours. And what we're going to do, we're just going over what we're doing like now.
Right.
You know, not to the degree... or maybe so, I don't know, of these artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want his take on these various artists. Perhaps some may have inspired him. We talked about this a little bit off air.
Mm-hmm.
But our honor is to have him on the Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast show Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, it airs on the West Coast at 5:15 p.m. Okay? So make sure you tune in. That makes it 8:15 here on the East, 7:15 Central, and 6:15 Mountain Times. And you can always reach us anytime, any place, anywhere around the globe at studiow.buzz. www.studiow.buzz anytime. Alexa, Apple Play, Apple CarPlay, Google Play, and one of our free apps, that's studio.w. Oh boy, see Alexa, that's AI for you. Oh my goodness, okay. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Alexa, stop.
All right.
Oh my God, thank you. Appreciate that. You see, you mentioned Alexa,
be careful. Oh boy, you were lucky right there. Okay. You were lucky.
You know, the thing about it is, my brother mentioned something similar this afternoon when I talked about Alexa. And I have Alexa for a very real reason, because we also have listeners that listen on Alexa.
Of course, yeah.
And I want to congratulate and thank them as well. So, but as far as research and things like that, you know, I could use, never mind. Let's get back to some music. Mr. Ville Omar. Yes. Wow.
You're mighty popular this week, Mr. Omar. That's fantastic.
I see.
Tip my hat off to you.
Yes, so thank you. So he's going to join us on Thursday night. So folks, please tune in. Because also, there's a lesson to be learned, a history lesson. Because you've experienced some things that we perhaps never will. And you could tell us and maybe give us a different perspective. And what the audience loves about this interview is that you are giving us your own personal history instead of us going to Google or whatever research devices we use, you see. So thanks again. Got more music coming right.
All right.
Let's do it. Oh my God. That's some Dan Hall blues.
and the sun and the moon, they up and went away. As long as you love me and promise to stay, that's all that matters to me. If all my friends would disown me and tell me I should just leave you be, I tell them how much I love you and need you, and that's all that matters to me. Now every time I turn around, seem like somebody's giving me their good advice. My folks say you'll never settle down, friends tell me variety is the spice of life. Oh yeah, but let me tell you what I tell them. It's only once in a lifetime that a sweet thing like you comes along. I don't care what nobody say, I'm just happy I got you for my own, and that's all that matters to me. Oh yeah, uh-huh, oh yeah, that's all that matters to me. Hey, take it, Chino. That a sweet thing like you comes along. I don't care what nobody say, I'm just thrilled I got you for my own, and that's all that matters to me. Oh yeah, uh-huh, oh yeah, that's all that matters to me. Sing it with me, everybody, come on, help me. That's all that matters to me, I got your love. That's all that matters to me, I thank God above. That's all that matters to me, I'm such a lucky man. That's all that matters to me, with you I know I can take on the world, cause I love you girl. And that's all that matters to me. Oh, that's all that's all that matters to me. Me. I got your love. Oh, that's all that matters to me. Oh,
that's all that matters to me.
That's all that matters to me.
Okay.
That's
all that matters to me.
That's all that matters to me. I got your love. Oh, that's all that matters to me.
That's all that matters to me. Yes, welcome back. Monday Night Madness. Hey, you hanging out with me, WB the Professor, Mr. Elroy Boyd III, a.k.a. Professor Pop Culture, and our featured artist tonight, our featured guest, Mr. Bill Omar. Wow, man, I'm having a blast.
Hey, I am too.
Yeah, we always do. Man, we hang out, and I've had Mr. Omar on several platforms now. I think I had you on Red Cup Friday night. A couple of times. I believe it was Red Cup Friday night. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first one.
I believe also I had you on Cultural Excellence in Music one night. What, is that correct?
Probably. I'm not too sure about that one, but
okay.
Probably so.
Well, I had you on quite a few here. and it's always a pleasure. And also, it's music that I may not remember or haven't gotten around to play yet because your repertoire is extensive, you know, with a lot of covers, and primarily, or what you say, basically, Mr. Sam Cooke, But also yeah. the original music. The last one we played, that's all that matters to me. Is that original or cover?
Yeah, that's my original. Written, and it's actually the first version of it is on my very first CD. And of course, I had my band to redo it.
Right.
Because I really real instrumentation on it that the other one did not quite have.
Uh huh. And you know, and I checked out the instrumentation on that too. And it was awesome, man. It was like that Tennessee blues type, Southern soul type.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thoroughly enjoyed that. And so, wow, we only have 6 minutes left to go in the show. I think I'm why don't I do this? Professor?
Yes.
Okay. We have 6 minutes to go in this show.
All right.
I think I'm going to.
He's got a showstopper.
I got a showstopper. Okay. Well, it's from Mr. Omar's list here.
Yes.
The title is "I'm Coming Home Soon."
All right.
Mr. Omar, is that okay with you?
No, that's fine with me. Yes.
Oh, absolutely,
sir. It was a pleasure to meet you, and I hope to have many more meetings with you.
Hey, the same pleasure is mine.
Okay.
Yes.
We got to do this again.
Oh, right. Yes. And you and I, we get a chance to do this again on Thursday night.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy the music, you don't want to miss Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, featuring Mr. Bill Omar as our special, co-host. Okay. He's gone from guest to, co-host. Yeah. You've graduated.
All right. I need a ribbon.
Thank you so much for agreeing to come on. It's going to be a blast, man. We always have a good time. Yes, we do. So, Professor, any closing remarks?
Just thank you, brother. Thank you. Great stuff. And let's go, man. And
well said.
Play on, players.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another excellent Monday Night Madness with yours truly and the Professor.
All right.
Pop Culture.
Yeah.
That's you, right?
That's me.
Okay, I thought so. And Mr. Bill Omar, thank you so much, sir. Have a great night. This is The Showstopper. Sisters.
I've been gone away from you, baby.
Yeah.
Been gone way too long. But I done paid for my sins. I did the time for doing wrong. Now I'm telling you, baby. I'm coming home soon. I've done a whole lot of thinking.
Man, it's real good.
I know I caused you a lot of pain. I never wanna hurt nobody. Never again. Gotta get my good life back like it was. So now, baby, I'm coming home soon. Oh, yes, I am. Now, listen. I know you've heard all this before, but this time it's different, girl. Now this time it's
coming straight, straight from my heart. And oh, I'm telling you, baby, I don't want us to ever, I don't want us to ever, ever, ever be apart. I know I gotta let some of these people go.
Let them go.
That been messing with my life, all up in my life. I know you saw it all the time, honey. Try to save me from my strife. But I had to learn it all for myself, baby. And I have. And now I'm coming home soon. Oh, yes, I am.
Hey, thank you. To our audience around the globe.
It's
well done. Brilliant.
Ain't gonna never do no more wrong. I'm coming home, baby.
And especially want to thank our guest, Mr. Bill Omar. Hey, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And to our audience around the globe. All right. It's good night for Monday Night Madness. However, you already know there's always a party after the party. So don't go nowhere. This is Studio W Buzz, your global radio network, circling the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world.
The love we share makes me feel so complete. I'm feeling so true and so for real. It's the power of your love. Whoa.
Thank you so much for listening. Like I said, keep it locked right here on The Buzz, Studio W Buzz, your global radio network.
The love we
and we'll never have a problem greater than we can bear. Oh, cause I believe in the power of your love. The power of your love. I believe in the power.
Amazing, amazing stuff. Hey, this is Studio W, The Buzz. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day. Hey, keep it locked right here. All right. Enjoy.